crowd.
Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
I didn't say a word. Amen. And so, praise, thanksgiving, and fullness of joy all go hand in hand. Praise, thanksgiving, and joy, fullness of joy, are all one. They all go together. And when we are thankful to God, do you know when you're thankful to God and grateful to God and glorify God that you're blessing His name? Look at Psalm 100, verse 4. Write it down or turn there if you're quick. Psalm 100, verse 4. Look at the Amplified. Enter into His gates how? Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Okay. And what? A thank offering. And into His courts with praise. So apparently it's a thankful, grateful, praising person that gets in there. Well, otherwise I could say no entry into His gates without thanksgiving and without a thank offering and without praise. If you take that and reverse it. That's what it says. Is that right? So if I want to come into His presence and into His gates, I've got to go in with thanksgiving. So thanksgiving, how often do you need to go to God? Every day. I need to live up there with God. We're seated together with Christ in heavenly places, according to Ephesians 2:6. So I want to be in His presence at all times, so I'm going to have to become a thankful person. And you know what? You're better to be around. Isn't it better to be around a grateful, thankful person than an ungrateful, snotty-nosed, not thankful person? Never counting their blessings, always counting their problems. God says, turn it around. Stop looking at the problem and start looking at the solution. What's the solution? A thankful heart gets you in there. And when you're in there, He can do whatever you need. Amen. So He says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering and into His courts with praise. Be thankful. Oh dear, there it is again. Be thankful and say so to Him. Bless and affectionately praise His name. Say to God, I am thankful. Thank you for my beautiful children, my beautiful spouse, my wonderful job. Stop bad-mouthing the boss. And start... especially if you work for us. Stop bad mouthing the boss. We gripe and grumble and complain. We know God increases. He makes me work overtime. Be thankful that you got a boss that's given you a job. Because lose that job and you'll find out how much you need your boss. But if you're a thankful person, even if you lost the job, you'd know that God can supply. Amen. So you've got to stop being ungrateful for anything. I mean, the waitress didn't serve me well. I'm giving her $1. That's cheap. And that's not Christian. And that's nasty. How about maybe her child's at home. They just gave her a bad report. The child's got cancer or ADD. How do you know that's not the case? And maybe she served you with a little bit of an issue in her life. And we just, you know, that. Oh, we're demonstrating Christ for sure. Amen. We need to work on ourselves. We can, you know, all you have to do, it's the easiest thing, and it's not going to cost you a cent. To be grateful and to be thankful won't cost you 2 cents. Not one cent. Amen. I can turn my attitude around right now, sitting where you're sitting. You can say, you know, I think I'm going to become a grateful and thankful person. From today, I'm going to stop griping and complaining. I'm going to start seeing the good. And you know what? If there's no good to be found, I'm going to search for it until I find it in the situation. Amen. Because when you're thankful to God and you're grateful to God, it gets you into His presence. When you're in His presence, according to Psalm 16:11, says in His presence is what? Fullness of joy. That means the problems disappear and the solutions come. Why? Because I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Amen. You know, we live in the land of opportunity. America is an incredibly beautiful, strong, fantastic country. And it's not over yet. Its days are not over. People may say they're numbered, but they're not. Because God's still got a plan for us, and we're still in America. And as long as we're here in America, God's got a plan for America. And this place is not going down the tubes. It's not going to hell in a handbasket. The world may want to go down, but we're not. We're Christians and we're children of God. And we're thankful for being in the United States of America. And we're grateful to God for giving us a great nation to be in. Amen. But gratefulness and thankfulness won't. You know, if I came to you, Angie, and said, to be thankful, I'll give you a thankful heart, but I need $25,000 for it. I can understand you being unthankful. I can understand you not being grateful. That's fine. $25,000 is a bit of money there. How about if I said you can have it for $10,000? No go. No go. What happens if I said you can have it for free? It's that easy. It's free. It's not going to cost you 1 cent.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy. Now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade. With full scholarships available.
You may have to get some wrinkle cream for the sides of your cheeks, but besides that, because you're smiling a lot, but besides that, you're going to be fine. And you can choose to be grateful. You can make yourself grateful. You can look at your waitress and say, you know, and get, you know what the word empathy means? Do you know what empathy means? Have you seen some of these, especially at Cracker Barrel, you see some of these ladies, they're older in their years. They're up there in their years, and they're working like that. You've got to get empathy and think, wow. And you put yourself in their position. That's what empathy is, feeling what they feel. The other person. Amen. And we've got to get an empathetic empathy for the other person. And start feeling for other people. And stop thinking just about me. Because as long as I think about me, I'm going to find the problems. And everyone's going to owe me something. But you know what? No one owes me anything. Nobody owes me anything. I owe God everything. And do you know, when Jesus saved you, it didn't cost you 1 cent. Not a penny. Now do you imagine, can you imagine that you had to send one of your loved ones to die for me? Would you do it? No, you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't. God sent his most beloved, only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to go through what he went through, to face what he faced, and to come out of that thing and pull us up with him into heaven. Don't you think that warrants a bit of thankfulness? Don't you think that that overshadows any problem I could ever have in my life? They can foreclose on my house. They can do whatever they like to me. But because I'm born again, saved by God, don't you think I should have a thankful, grateful heart? And how much does it cost? Nothing. Not a penny. Not a cent. Oh, but God told me to tithe. Are you getting serious? Some people get that job, but you tell us to tithe. It's the blessing. God says when you give offerings, he says do it with a cheerful heart. Does he not? Well, how many grateful, cheerful, ungrateful, cheerful people do you know? And I'm telling you, to be around ungrateful people is horrible. Do you know what I'm talking about? Someone who's always moaning, always looking down, finding the wrong side of the thing. Why don't we just switch tracks and find the right side of things? When you get a whole bag of lemons, just add the sugar and make lemonade. Change the thing. Just change the thing. I don't have to be ungrateful. I am grateful. I'm grateful for my children. Listen, you're grateful for your car. You're grateful for your house. You're grateful for your clothes. You're sitting next to someone, you should be grateful. You're in a church, I'm grateful. We got freedom of speech, I'm grateful. You see, we are ambassadors for that kingdom. We are ambassadors for the kingdom of God. That means we represent another kingdom. The kingdoms of the world are crashing. But the kingdom of God is unshakable. You see, I may have an American passport, I may have a South African passport, but those aren't my real passports. My real passport is the Bible. That gives me the book of life, gives me entrance into the kingdom of God when I receive what it says. And now it becomes what I live by. These are my rights. You understand? And as an ambassador for God Almighty, I don't want to be going around griping and complaining ungratefully. God is a grateful God. The kingdom of heaven is joyful. You know, some people get upset. They have a big service and there are a lot of people and only one person got saved. And we know there were 12 other people. You know, the Bible says the whole kingdom of heaven rejoices when one sinner turns their life around, and we look at, oh, well, they didn't get saved. No, look at the one that did and rejoice and be thankful for that. We need to think differently. It's a mind change. This is your new constitution. These are your constitution rights. The world can get sick, but I'm not going to be. Amen. Why? Because it says in here, you don't have to be. Now, if I wanted to, in South Africa, I said this earlier, in South Africa, we weren't allowed to have comparative advertisements. In other words, we couldn't advertise Tylenol and Bayer. Okay? Tylenol and Bayer. And you couldn't have Tylenol saying, we're better than Bayer because Bayer gives you hair on your nose and doesn't give you the desired results. Tylenol, however, and it lasts 10 days long, 10 days strong or something. Amen? You weren't allowed to do that in South Africa. When I came to America, people driving in cars, eating and drinking, and bad-mouthing everybody on TV. When it comes to the election time, it's my worst time of the year. I hate the elections. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Just choose someone, pull a straw and choose him. Because they get on that TV and they say the meanest, nastiest, worst thing. That's somebody's daughter or somebody's son. And you stand there saying he's a criminal, she stole this, caused the abortions, and they just, I've never heard such a, as like little kids. Right. Have you ever seen them in the sandbox? Mine, 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 mine. These are people that are educated, been to university. And we're giving them the keys. And saying, lead me, O great one. And they're bad-mouthing and fighting each other nonstop. I can't stand it. I think it's disgusting. I think it stinks. And I believe it stinks in the nostril of God. Amen. Standing there ripping each other apart, saying the meanest. I mean, if they can say something without getting penalized, they'll say it. If they could cuss on there, they would. Wow. And then they follow them and find out what they do. Oh, it's disgusting. Amen. How grateful can you be when you're looking at all that kind of stuff? We've got to look at the word where we come from and unshakable. And listen, the Antichrist has got to come because the world's shaking bad. You understand? And we're going to have to get one currency because the currency in America is not working. And in the rest of the world, it's really crashing all over the show. And the European Union got their own currency, but that's not working either. Now they're trying to get the currency for America and Canada and Mexico and Puerto Rico. They want one currency now for them. So we can say, we got ours, you got yours, we big deal. It's never going to work. So the Antichrist is going to come and he's going to make a one currency in the world because of the problems we're having. The world is in trouble. If it wasn't in trouble, Jesus wouldn't have to come. We've tried everything. We tried communism, it didn't work. We tried capitalism, it doesn't work. We tried criminalism, it doesn't work. Nothing works.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.